Dipper, I know losing Bobby Thornbody is a big deal to you, but maybe I can cheer you up by getting you something special for Christmas. So, what do you really want?
Well, the only thing I can think of that I really want and can never have is this. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a truck, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easiest thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Dipper, this sounds like a big responsibility. Have you talked this over with your mother?
Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian.
Well, even then, I mean, where are we going to find the place to keep a hippo anyway?
There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Now, who could that be?
Hi, we're the hippo family. We just moved in next door, and this is our son, Hubert.
Hi.
Maybe I should rethink my position on Santa.